George Busby, Reel 7.
You were talking about the commander of the Aurora.
Hugh Cook. Was a bit fiery at times. Things went too bad. He'd take his hat off and stamp on it. And that was when we were refueling and the point line came adrift and all the oil was then the folks all into the well break. It's quite a storm about that for a day or two. I think he wanted a new hat after that.
So what exactly had happened? What had gone wrong?
The coffin had come a bit loose because he kept pumping his thing. All this black oil.
Oh dear. Oh dear. And it was pumping out of?
Yeah.
Out of
a tanker.
Gosh. But what did you do? Did you do anything after that? Did you sort of reprimand anyone?
No, I don't think so. It was just one of those things.
Can you think of any other incidents?
No.
Oh dear. But can you think of any other incidents where he sort of...
No, not really, not with him. No.
Right. Have you thought of any other memories from the Aurora that you'd like to talk about? Like when you went to the reunion, did you talk over any particular incidents that you remembered?
At the reunion? Mm. Oh, yeah, we talked. Mm. We always talked about things that happened and happened to different people and some people will say, do you remember so-and-so? You've more or less completely forgotten about that. But one or two little words even there and it all comes back.
Mm.
What really happened?
Mm.
I remember we went to Salonika and they took us to Liberty boat, which fetched us, was a boat that was being used for carrying torpedoes, and it's quite deep. And when we got to the jetty, it was when the ELAS was in force. And
what's that?
It was a sort of a patriotic group that was hostile to almost anybody. They were fully armed, and we looked up and there was Tommy guns and bombs, Mills bombs, etc. Looking at pistols.
Mm.
Anyway, we went ashore and we had no trouble. But I'm glad I went there to Salonika because my father was there too during the First World War. So, you know, it was sort of nice to be somewhere where he'd be.
And what date roughly was it that you went there?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
You don't remember? Right.
No.
Right.
Start again.
Yep, that bit.
When we were on the St. Francis landing, we had the two French destroyers out on us, and we were waiting for the Dreadnought, the Ramillies. They had left Gibraltar a couple of days before, but the operation was more or less over when she got there. I think her maximum speed was about 4 knots, because she's very, very old. And we were sort of taking it easy, and the next thing, German 88 opened on us from the coast, and it landed just adjacent from us. So we had to do a quick spurt and get out of the way and get rid of that.
Gosh.
And
what were the names of the French vessels?
Oh, they were close in shore.
Right.
Bombarding with small firearms and everything, they were.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, do you know their names?
Well, one was the Terrible.
Right.
The other was the good battle name. I can't think of what that
was. Don't worry.
Then we started bombarding. Like a small island, really, it was. And that was an ammunition dump, which we knew. And that was like a nice firework display.
Mm.
And that about finished it up then, really.
Mm.
And we came back down to Malta.
Did you ever go into any sort of really cold areas?
No.
With, or it's all sort of around.
Always in the Med.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So.
Well, it is, yeah. It's cold air in the winter.
Mm. So when did you leave the Aurora, and why did you leave her?
When
did you leave the Aurora?
Oh, she was in Malta.
Mm-hmm.
I came home for DMOP and came from taken up to Toulon and travelled across land to Dieppe.
Right.
It's what they call the Medlock. And that was about 3 days journey on wooden seats. Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. And the food was not too much eaten.
Were you glad to be leaving the?
No, not really. If I'd have been for Mother, I should have signed on. There's no doubt about it.
Really? How long did you have to sign on for then?
I would have signed on for 7.
7 years? Yeah, gosh.
I signed on for 22 or 1 or 2.
Gosh.
That's a good life, you know.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. So what did demobilisation involve? What did you have to do?
Well, you came home, you had a bit of leave, about a 3 weeks leave.
Mm.
And actually, pulled back to Portsmouth. And then you handed all your gear in. Your hammock and your bedding, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
You kept your uniform. And then they took us up to a disused garage in Avant and kitted us out with everything we wanted.
Mm.
Hat, suit.
What was yours like?
Great pinstripe. Out of Trilby.
What colour was that?
Sort of a grey colour, yeah. Mm. And the back, shoes, socks, shirt, tie. That was all wrapped up in a parcel, and away you came.
Did you have any medals or anything?
Yeah, I got a medal, yeah.
And which ones did you get?
I got the Defence, 39-45. The Italian.
Is that the Italian Star? Is it something like that? Or is this another name? That's
it. I've got 4 of them, haven't I? I'm entitled to more.
Really?
Yeah. I'm entitled to the Maltese one and the Palestinian one.
Why don't you have them?
Well, I've only just been out of it.
Oh, right.
And the State of France one.
Right.
But I've never worn these anyway.
No, but it's nice to have them, I suppose. Yeah. Do you place a value on them? Do you?
I've got all my father's.
Gosh. Do you feel kind of proud of your medals?
Yes, but I've never worn them.
Right, because I know some people say, oh, you know, they're just bits of tin or whatever, but...
Well, I have a look. I've played on them, but I think there are a lot of lads out there that didn't come back that deserve a more than I did. That's all of it.
And so what happened after that? Did you travelled home to
Banbury.
To see your mum.
Yeah, happy battlefield.
Oh dear.
And started work.
Right, was your mum all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rest of your family, they're all okay?
Yeah.
Mm. And what sort of job did you?
Went back on the railway.
Oh, right.
And I went to work for a haulage contractor on the road here.
Mm.
Married his daughter. Worked for him for 12 years. And we had a few words. And
oops.
Party company with him. Went to work for a firm just up the road here. And I worked for them for 21 years.
Gosh.
And bought a bank. And run it myself. And
cool.
Had a very bad accident, going to pick a lorry one morning, and had to sell that. And I bought a little van then after that and worked it out.
What was the name of the company that you...
CNRG Transport.
Gosh.
It was a limited company, see, so I had to buy it as a company.
Right.
And run it in that same name. Mm.
Gosh.
Switch it off and I'll tell you something else.
So how sort of all in all did the war affect you and your family and your friends?
Well, I think it affected my mother most. But for me, I'm very pleased I did what I did. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I made good friends. Good mates, reliable mates, and they continue to be good, reliable mates, you know, and friends. I know when I left Aurora, it was the usual thing to have sippers off everybody, all your friends. Well, I went up the chief petty officer's mess, 11 o'clock, they asked me up there. I sippers off a few of them. And when I got then into the stoker's mess there, the leading hand said, "That's yours in there, George," because they'd already had their tots. They would have put a drop in. And there was a quart enamel jug there, and that was three parts full of rum. Well, it was two in one, two water would have been.
Gosh.
And I said, "Well, I can't drink all that." And the other chap said, "I'll help you." Anyway. I remember it happened a few, and I laid them on the floor, and I was gone. Anyway, they shook me, I was on the floor then. And they said, "Come on, I'm fighting for you to get ashore." I said, "But I haven't packed my bags." They said, "It's all right, we pack them. Come on, up on the floor then." So two of them walked me up there, one each side. And he had to be inspected before you left the ship, he said. And this lieutenant said, "Are you drunk, Busby?" I was in there. I was paralytic. And he smiled and carried on. Went down the gangway onto the Liberty Room. And that's all I remember. I woke up in barracks, in my hammock, and all my kit there. And that's what you call friends. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Gosh. So nobody knew?
Hmm?
Nobody knew that you...
Oh, they did. I'd have blown if they didn't.
Oh, dear. Oh. So is there anything else that you want to say either about Spartan or Aurora? Anything you'd like
no,
to say?
No, I think I've covered everything.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I think so, yeah. I don't know.
Well, all I can remember anyway.
Okay.
If I think of anything else, I'll tell you at the next reunion.
All right then. Okay, well, thanks ever so much for putting up with all these probing, searching questions. Thanks a lot.